Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Getting to the phones in short order at 844-967-2789. But I just caught this headline. The comic buffoonery head of GOP-backed election review, the one in the state of Wisconsin, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, is the buffoon in question here. He is Michael Gabelman. And we've talked about the dying, rapidly dying on the vine democracy right here in the state of Wisconsin. We got a U.S. senator telling Republicans they need to reclaim control over the elective process here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, that'd be a swell reelection campaign for Rojo. But, you know, the guy's probably running for reelection. Above and beyond that, we've got this cyber ninja inspired, Mike Lindell inspired investigation, post recount, post audit. I mean, we're on like investigation number 4 or 5 here in the state of Wisconsin. And the Republican assembly leader, his name's Robin Voss. They call him Boss Voss around here. Hired up this corrupted former state Supreme Court conservative, a guy who called the election rigged way back in November. And now he's calling for the arrest of my mayor, at least here in the city of Madison, Wisconsin, where I'm originating the greatest radio show ever from, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. A couple of Democrats. He wants them arrested. Throw them in jail. I mean, am I wrong? Does this sound just a little fascistic? Just a skosh?
Yeah, I would say so. Without even a process, just throw him in jail?
He's gone national. Here at the Raw Story, they're reporting former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman, who is leading Assembly Republicans' partisan review, it's entirely a Republican review, of the 2020 presidential election, took an extreme step last week when he asked a Waukesha County judge to order the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office to arrest the mayors of Green Bay and Madison, Wisconsin. Gabelman's threat to arrest leaders of the opposing party, did you catch that? They're Democrats, of course, continued his antagonism of Democrats after an appearance in front of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections earlier in the week. That resulted in a shouting match with Rep. Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit. And Gabelman's call for the arrest of Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich and Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway stems from his long and, let's call it, convoluted attempts to compel through subpoenas election-related documents from the cities and testimony from the officials. But not plain old public testimony, not before the Elections Committee, as would be appropriate, as the subpoenas might actually be valid then. But instead, Gabelman wants to take him down to the office share, where he's sharing an office with, what, the Thomas More Project, some right-wing, think Federalist Society kind of law firm. And he wants them to come for non-public testimony. And, you know, quite frankly, knowing that this is a partisan review and the subpoenas are probably invalid, why in the hell would these mayors show up? They didn't run elections anyways. That's not what mayors do. But anyways, back to the article. Earlier this year, Gabelman emailed a request to retain documents to a number of cities across the state from a Gmail account under the name John Delta. He's Delta Force. A number of those cities had the email go into their spam folders. But they didn't recognize John Delta. Once the cities received the subpoenas, many of them pointed out that the requested documents had already been provided to the committee that Gabelman's supposed to work for. After working with city staff to narrow and define the request for documents in October, Gabelman told a local news outfit in Milwaukee that testimony from city leaders might not be necessary. But then he changed his mind, right? A continued point of dispute over the testimony of local officials has been Gabelman's desire to interview the mayors in private. Yeah, you know, where all the good interviews are done, in private, rather than in public in front of the Assembly Elections Committee. Again, that is the body that actually gives him the subpoena power. A lawsuit over this issue and the testimony of members and staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and again, Mark Thompson from the Wisconsin Elections Commission joins me at 4:30 Central Time, is currently being decided in a Dane County Circuit Court. And attorneys for the cities of Green Bay and Madison have said they've reached out to Gableman's office about the details for potential testimony, but never received a response and hadn't heard anything about the matter until the petition for the mayors to be arrested. Seems a little heavy-handed. I responded to your email. I'm having you arrested. Jeff Mandel, an attorney for Genrich, requested that Gableman's petition for the mayor's arrest be dismissed. Mandel, who's been a frequent guest here, says if Gableman's work weren't so serious, his action would be the stuff of comedy. Not the funny kind, you know, sort of the tragic kind. If the stakes weren't so high and what he was seeking wasn't so serious, it would be kind of funny. The intersection between the comic buffoonery of this and the serious consequences and the high stakes that make it not funny. I will say this is a pattern we've seen where the special counsel does not provide information to or address the cities from whom he claims to want information, but instead speaks directly to the public, you know, through a YouTube page or the legislature. In doing so, uses a bunch of fancy legal words to make it sound like what he's doing is important and legitimate. Actually, I'd call them mostly pompous words, but those words, they're legal words, but they don't line up with what he's trying to do. Given he was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it's kind of weird. In a letter to Waukesha Judge Ralph Ramirez, Mandel asked for the petition for the arrest to be dismissed on a number of grounds. First, Mandel says Gableman is not part or one of the bodies of state government that is empowered to request such an order. Second, he says Waukesha County, which is a very conservative county, sort of an exurb of Milwaukee, isn't the proper place to file the request. And third, Mandel, the attorney, says it's not clear that a Waukesha County judge has the ability to send sheriff's deputies across the state to arrest the mayor in a different county. Finally, for such an order to be granted, the mayors would have to be acting unreasonably, which he says is plainly not the case. Here's a quote from Mandel. Even if he acknowledged he doesn't have the power to arrest anyone, it would be like going to a doctor to get a prescription to give someone else to get the drugs. More specifically, what had happened in Green Bay and with the other cities, there was a provision of documents that was understood to set aside the subpoena request. And with those documents came a statement if the office of the special counsel wanted additional information, they should be in touch. And we'd consider the request, but Mr. Gableman never responded to our response. He did tell a number of media outlets there were no further requirements. How dare you not obey my unilateral changes to my subpoenas? I said no longer have any effect. Do you see how we're playing out this little fascism game here in my backyard, Wisconsin?
It makes no sense the more you think about it.
My prediction, pain. Come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates next. I got one of the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's Mark Thompson, attorney, wanted man. We'll talk to him at 4:30. Your calls will be next. Be patient. 844-967-2789.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
Shame, shame.
Know your name.
Shame on you.
What a shame that a few bad apples have to spoil a good time for everyone.
That's a shame.
Shame.